Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Oh, welcome back to the podcast. We are now on episode 52, which would mean that I've been doing the podcast a whole year, but I haven't. So I must have snuck some I think when I first launched it, I put extra episodes in at the beginning. So maybe that's why, because there's another 2 years before I get to my... Sorry, 2 weeks before I get to the year's anniversary, because I've just checked my diary on it. Anyway, you're not here for that. What I wanted to talk about in today's episode is things that make us feel good versus make us feel empowered. Because as we go into December, it can be, although like it's exciting and we get our trees up and things like that, and you know, we've got more stuff in the diary, for some people it can be quite triggering, whether that's because we're coming to the end of the year and you're kind of feeling like you haven't achieved what you want to achieve. Let us come on to that in a second. I'm not going to leave you feeling low. Or that you've maybe not spending Christmas with the people that you want to spend it with, or your family are triggering, or you just, do you know what, cost of living crisis, all of that stuff is just making you feel a little bit like, oh God, I can't wait till January. Yeah, so if you were feeling like that, or you just want a little boost, then strap yourself in, because I want to talk about things that make us feel empowered, because that's very different to things that make us feel good. Because you might meet up with friends and that feels good. That's like self-care. You might have a bubbly bath with your nicest Jo Malone, Molton Brown, whatever it is you fancy, and have some time for you. You might take time out to just go for a walk, whatever it is, whatever your self-care looks like, whether that's just popping a little candle on while you're watching I'm a Celebrity, whatever it looks like. Yes, that absolutely feels good. And I am a huge advocate for self-care. One of my self-cares is going and getting my lovely little Thai massage down the road. But would that make me feel empowered? And that is something I really want you to take away from this episode. Because feeling empowered and feeling good are completely different levels of feels. Okay? Because when you feel empowered, oh my God, like you just end up kind of being on this beautiful treadmill, right? And what it does is it raises your vibrations, it raises your energy, it raises your motivation, and more things come to you when you feel empowered versus just feeling good or just feeling okay. So, what are things that could make you feel empowered? So let me kind of give you a really kind of specific example of this. When I was on my own with my daughter, we were trying to sell the family home, and it was just me and her in the house, and money was tight. Like and you may have heard us talk about at the time that I remember going to Tesco's and walking in thinking, right, when we're going to cook for tea, and opening my purse and there was very little in there. There was like 50 pence in there, and I knew there was nothing in my account either. Like, that's how tough it was, and I was struggling just to pay the mortgage on my own. So I am completely empathizing and knowing where you're coming from if you feel like that is you right now. Now, like, there were things that I could do that would make me feel good. So I could go to my mum's and have a cuppa and have a cry. Or I could meet up with friends. You know, things that didn't cost money I could do that would make me feel good. But there were things that brought me down on a daily basis. So, for example, the house was on the market and I wanted that to be a quick sale. I wanted to get rid of that mortgage that felt like it was crippling me. So, wait a minute, I'm jumping ahead. So the other thing that made us feel down, one was probably the fact that we didn't have that many, what is it called, viewings in the diary. Or that we weren't, well, I wasn't getting the offer that I was hoping for. It only kind of just got on the market, but I needed to get rid of it. It was a huge mortgage and I wasn't on a huge salary. But one thing that used to get me down a lot was like the fact that, this is going to sound awful, but like, one, not being able to afford like to do things, yeah. Not having money in the purse for food. Walking into the sitting room and I had two cats at that point and they had, when I'd had money, I had like a lovely sofa. It was from like M&S. It was really nice. And the cats had scratched the hell out of it. And it was like this brown sofa. Why did I get brown? I must have been into like browns and beiges back then. A brown sofa. And they had clicked the side of it. And the stuffing was coming out of the side. And every time I walked into the sitting room, which was like any time I went upstairs to come back down again, it was literally the thing you almost walked in. It was the corner where the cats had scratched it. And it just, that symbolized how poor I felt, if that makes sense. And I just decided, you know what, I need to do something about this. I need to do something where I feel good. And it turns out the thing that it made me do was feel empowered. So what I did was, actions that I took that made me feel empowered was to stitch up the side of the sofa. Like, it wasn't amazing, but at first glance you couldn't tell that it had been scratched to hell, whereas the first look that you saw was just this the foam coming out the side of it. So I kind of stitched the side of the sofa up. I'm not a seamstress by any means, so please don't think this was a great job. It wasn't, but it just meant it wasn't the first thing I saw when I came in the sitting room. I then decided, and I remember this being quite a low point doing it, but afterwards, oh my God, did I feel empowered. I decided to gloss the whole of the staircase and all of the internal doors upstairs. Oh, that was hideous. That was so hideous. That was like Saturday night, 11 o'clock at night, like painting it, listening to like, I might even be listening to sad music. I remember like just crying, thinking I've got to get through this. But oh my God, did I feel empowered after that? Because do you know what? That gave literally a lick of paint to it. And when you come in, you could tell it was a house that had just had a lick of paint. You could tell it was somewhere that you could just move into. And then there was the various things like I did, like my bedroom was really kind of like bland. I didn't have enough paint to paint the whole room. So I did kind of like a few strips of paint. So it almost looked like, I'm probably describing this really bad, but looked like stripy wallpaper, but with paint, because that was the paint that I had left over in the garage. And it meant I didn't have to buy anything. Like, I didn't buy any of this stuff. This was paint I had left over that I was just using up to try and make the best of it. I think I might have painted the bathroom as well. Like, it was just stuff that had never been done in the house. And maybe I'd lived in the house for like 4 years. And it was stuff that kind of needed doing just to give it a bit of a lease of life from a selling point of view. And I felt so, I didn't feel good doing it, I'm not going to lie, but afterwards I felt so good because I was taking control of my circumstances. And I guess that as well, like, to feel empowered is taking back control. To feel good is just doing something that's going to make you feel good in that moment. Like having a massage, I feel good in that moment, but I'm not going to like it's not going to like completely lift my day. But if you do something that makes you feel empowered, like that is totally different. That gives you control back of your life. That makes you feel like you are doing something for the greater good, that you're doing something for your future self. Like I remember, I think trying to sort the stuff out in the loft just so that was sorted, and I found, oh my god, this isn't something that made us feel empowered, but I guess there was a lovely turning point to it, is that I found clothes in the loft that I thought, oh my god, like I've not worn them in years, and again, not a seamstress, probably not great at anything like that, but I made do, and there was clothes that I thought, you know what, if I just take those ugly buttons off, that would work. If I took that ugly belt off, that would work. And honest to God, I think I had like 4 new staple pieces for my wardrobe. They make me feel good. Clothes make me feel good. Like I love nice clothes. I love nice things. But I didn't have the money for anything new. And I'd found this and that. Those physical acts of going, right, what can I do this with this? Like I had some jeans that had a bit of a hole in. I just stitched that up. It was stuff that, again, just made me feel better. So I want you to think about, because I never want to get on this podcast and talk about, like, I don't know, the fact that if you get the thing on your vision board, you'll feel amazing. Like you won't, you'll just feel good in that moment. But every day you should be doing something that makes you feel empowered. Every day. And it doesn't need to be something as drastic as glossing your whole house. I will never gloss a house again. Like it was horrific. Like, all credit to people who are painter and decorators, but glossing is just, that was soul destroying until I got to the end of it. But there's always something that you can do to make you feel empowered. So I want you to write down things that make you feel like you're not in control of your current situation. And what could you do that would make you feel that you're taking control of your future? So is that doing something that scares you? Is it looking at your vision board and going, right, why have I not taken some aligned action towards this? What is it that scares me? What am I fearful of? And remember, if you're fearful about what other people think, go back to a previous episode that I've done. Nobody cares, right? And if you're feeling bad right now, you've got to do something to turn that around. So learning something new. Something new that's towards your future will make you feel empowered. If you are not feeling great and you feel like you don't have many people around you, then start stepping outside your comfort zone and doing things outside where you're going to meet other people. Like, do something that is going to make you feel better. Something that in January you will thank yourself for. Like, you've still got like 4 weeks left of this year. What are you going to be thankful for in January that you did or you took control over? It doesn't need to even be as big as bold as that. Like, think about what is the thing that you've been putting off right now and why? And what can you do to take hold of that? What are you going to do to feel empowered? There is no point in just kind of listening to podcasts or, you know, doing something that you think is towards your self-care, but if it's just going to make you feel good in the moment and then you go back to, it's like, actually, this is a better example. I'm waffling now, but this is a better example. If you go on holiday, and we're in December now, so this is not relevant, but you can sit with this and you'll know this, right? Most people book their holidays and go, oh my god, like I'm so looking forward to my holiday, I'm gonna totally unwind, like it's gonna make a massive difference, and you work towards that holiday and everything's geared up for that holiday, and then you have 2 weeks and then you come back and nothing's changed. Like, that's a self-care thing, isn't it? Where it's kind of like great in the moment. And yes, absolutely, it gets you to connect with yourself. It gets you to connect with your family, gets you to switch off. But this is why I get a big intake in September, because nothing changes for people. And they're like, I need something else, because actually that holiday didn't cut the mustard. So take a moment, think about what you can do in the next 4 weeks that's going to absolutely switch the dial. It's going to shift the needle and it's going to open up something else for you. It's going to make you feel so good because you've been putting it off. And you might have only been putting it off for a week, or you could have been putting it off for 11 months. But think about what you can do that's going to make you feel so empowered. And if it is just stitching something up and making good, think about all the things that, like, oh, like walk through your house and think about all the things that make you feel a little bit crap. Yeah, it could be, this is like a really easy one. Again, doesn't cost any money. That Tupperware, right? All of that lock and lock, whatever it is, that cupboard that annoys you every time you go into it because you think, oh my God, there's so much stuff in here, but you do nothing about it. What could you do about it? Like, that would take 10 minutes. And it just means every time you go in that cupboard, you feel better. Like, ladies, I know you have makeup that you don't use, that every time you go in your makeup bag, you think, I need to sort this crap out, or your makeup drawer, or your makeup cupboard, whatever it is. I know you have stuff you need to throw out. Like, I get it. And oh God, stuff like that feels so good. On the flip side, and oh God, I can't remember whether I scrapped this episode or not, or whether I talked about it or whether I didn't, but something that's been making me feel empowered is that I know I go in my wardrobe and I would say, very Marie Kondo, is that what it is? Where you know, only keep the things that you need. I wear, and I don't even think it's 10%. I think it's 5% of the stuff in my wardrobe, and everything else is just in case. That just in case never comes. Sometimes it does, actually, because look, we've just proved it when I was like on the bones and I needed to get that. And I thought, oh, well, maybe that's why. Oh, Jude's just had a realization. I think that's why I hold down the clothes, just in case I'm really skinny and I need to kind of like pull a button off, put a different belt on. Because actually, even though I only wear 5%, wow, look at that. Look at that realization. I could cry now thinking about why I keep all my clothes. Because I don't even have just, that's not even just my wardrobe, guys. I only wear 5% of my wardrobe. But there's also 3 or 4, my husband will be able to vouch for this, 3 or 4 suitcases in my house that are full of clothes, again, that don't get worn. And I have started putting the odd thing on Vinted, not loads. I've put 5 things on Vinted and felt like I'd changed the world. And there was stuff that like will definitely not get worn again because it was my son's, a little suit for the wedding and my daughter's bridesmaid dress. There's some Crocs that had been sent by mistake, buzzing about that. I sold them. Yeah, I've been like a total Vintage fan. But there's a story about Vintage I'm going to share with you next week. That's hilarious. I'm not going to go through that now. Tune in next week, guys. So yeah, so I've been selling a few things, but I know there's so much more I could sell. And you know what? I know I'd feel so good if I went into that wardrobe and it was clothes. It was filled with clothes that I'd actually wear, or even just cut back. Like, it just wasn't as packed as it is. So little things that you can do. And that, my dear, could earn you money. Yeah. I mean, it's not like completely breaking the bank, but that I think I've earned like, I don't know, 40 quid, which I'm buzzing about. That's £40 I didn't have. That was just sat in my wardrobe. So that's really cool. Okay. I'm going to leave you with that. Have an amazing week. There is a Black Friday offer on, which you will have heard at the start of the episode, on my Month to Manifest course. And that has grown into something that is just beautiful because it did used to be just self-study. But now you get to join me once a month. It's like a real... it's something that, because you guys get this podcast for free, I wanted to make sure that people who purchase Month to Manifest get me direct in a Zoom, and we just have a beautiful, like, uplifting start of the month reset, setting our intentions every month. and just sharing lovely, lovely manifestation stories in the group and between ourselves. it's a really uplifting thing to be a part of. And that's why I wanted to put such a huge discount on it for Black Friday. So I think it's something less than like, I think it's like just close to like £49 that you're getting it for rather than 197. But the value of it is like well over £3,000 on the market. It is literally the cheapest manifestation course on the market. And it's amazing. So come be part of it if that's something that's going to make you feel empowered, because that is going to be... it's going to be the gift that keeps on giving, because you're going to get monthly little sessions with me, and you get lifetime access as well. Anyway, have an amazing month, everyone. And no, month, a week. Have an amazing week, everyone. And I will see you, and I promise to fill you in on my funny vintage story next week. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.